You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Case in point, where one of the biggest companies in the U.S. economy, Apple, meets an audience of consumers to show off its new stuff. Apple unveiled that stuff at its annual celebration of itself this week. And to talk about it, we've got Marketplace host and senior tech correspondent Molly Wood. All right, Molly, what did we learn this week?
We learned that Apple is still willing to take large risks with its phone buying audience, which is something that it's done before. The basics, just the facts, are that Apple unveiled its next version of the iPhone, the iPhone 7, and also its next version of the Watch, the Apple Watch 2. But the big controversy coming out of that announcement was that, as had been rumored, much to the disbelief of many pundits and consumers, Apple got rid of the headphone jack in the iPhone, which is a big deal.
I mean, this is one of those things, like, are we nitpicking or is this a big deal? You're the expert. What are we doing here?
We are doing a little bit of both. I mean, the headphone jack is the most widely used audio technology in the world. Every device just about has one. There are a couple of new phones that have come out that have gotten rid of it. So Apple is not the first to do this, to sort of try to push the industry in the direction of wireless headphones, Bluetooth headphones, and thinner designs. What getting rid of this headphone jack will allow for in the future is thinner phones. And so Apple is trying to make the argument that we are all eventually going to move to wireless headphones, and they're just accelerating what is a natural process.
So they're making these little things that look to me like part of your earbuds with a Q-tip. What's the point of those?
So, yeah, there are a couple of options now with the new phone. When you buy the new phone, now Apple at least does realize that people like me, for example, I use headphones, a headset, to talk on the phone all day, every day. That's what I primarily use headphones for. So the headphone jack for me as a consumer is one of the parts of the phone that I actually use the most often. And I'm not alone. Anybody who is on the phone a lot often uses their iPhone in this way. So Apple recognized that there would be some pushback. And in a very unusual move, they're including an adapter in the box so that if you have a favorite pair of headphones, you can plug it in using this adapter. They'll also include their own new headphones that plug into basically the same port that you use to charge the phone. The Lightning connector is what it's called. Mm-hmm. But they have also invented this whole new set of wireless headphones that they're calling AirPods, that are $159. There is no wire whatsoever. They're basically, like you said, they look like a sort of Q-tip fish hook, and they just rest gently in your ears and magically play music or audio.
So I guess the big question behind all of this is why? And we have some sound from an Apple executive at the event. Tell us who this is, and then let's play it.
Yeah, this is Apple Senior Vice President Phil Schiller appearing to address what was a lot of outcry about this issue before the announcement.
Well, the reason to move on, I'm going to give you three of them, but it really comes down to one word, courage. The courage to move on, do something new that betters all of us. And our team has tremendous courage.
I am sorry, but this is a multi-billion-dollar company. Maybe I'm just a deep cynic, but courage? Really, Molly? What's the real why here?
Well, it does start with C. It's cash. The real why is, I mean, Apple makes a ton of money on accessories. It has made a ton of money on its proprietary charging cables, those Lightning cables that I was just talking about. It's going to make a lot of money, probably, or it hopes to make a lot of money selling these $160 wireless earbuds. It will sell more and more and more headphones with the Lightning connector. It will be able to partner with accessories makers. Certainly, there is some technological march forward. But to be honest, I think it was that line that turned off a segment that might have otherwise been convinced. It just feels like such an overreach. And frankly, Lizzie, it comes at a time when Apple is vulnerable. It is selling fewer phones.
You mentioned cash a couple of times in this conversation. On a sort of a meta level, Apple as a company has a tremendous amount of cash. They've been criticized for that. But one thing I'm curious about is, like, what are they doing with that? Because, okay, new phones, the Lightning port, some updates to the watch. But what about all that money they're sitting on? What are they doing with that that we aren't seeing yet?
Yeah, it's so interesting because on the one hand, having $200 billion and change in the bank is what allows you to take a major risk with your flagship device. It allows you to make this really controversial move, knowing that if sales aren't that great this time, you've got a new one coming next year, and you can absorb any losses. But the real question is, what is happening behind the scenes? Because you would think that that $200 billion in change would let them make even bigger risks. And that's what we are still waiting to see. We know that Apple is still filing patents. They're acquiring companies. They're rumored to be experimenting with building an electric car. But so far, we've seen nothing come out of that. And it's getting to the point where it's a little bit surprising. And there are real questions about where the company is going to go, because it starts to look like they're kind of at a loss.
You know, one thing that has occurred to me as we were getting ready to have this conversation is we're talking about one company. And that's kind of amazing to me that this one company has this dog and pony show every year and we pay so much attention to it. Why does Apple have such an outsized role in both our economy and, I guess, our popular imagination of the economy?
And that's really it. I mean, Apple has empirically an outsized role in our economy in that they are, you know, among the top five largest companies in the world. So that gives them sort of automatic influence. But it really is this sort of triumph of consumer branding. It's just been an unstoppable force in terms of marketing. It is the kind of company that makes you want to, has made you want to be part of its brand. You want to own Apple products because it makes you feel better. You're an Apple person. You identify with it and create some identity around being part of this brand. And that's something that like every brand aspires to and very few have. The question is whether Apple can sort of continue to bank on that, continue to bet on the power of the brand being strong enough that consumers will forgive things like losing the headphone jack. And look, they have before. This is not the first time that Apple has forced people off of some sort of beloved standard and onto something else. It just feels like it comes at a little more dangerous time right now.
Marketplace's Molly Wood, thank you very much.
My pleasure.